Jeffrey, what are the biggest factors the judges normally take into consideration in these child custody battles?
The biggest factor by far is simply the best interests of the child. Is the child in danger with one parent or the other? Judge Scott Gordon, who was one of the O.J. Simpson prosecutors, oddly enough, you know, that the order has not been released because minors are involved, but obviously he thought there was an immediate issue with the safety of the children with Britney Spears, so he awarded it to Kevin Federline.
And Federline's going to retain custody of the two sons, quote, until further order of the court. What does that really mean? I mean, could there be a different ruling down the road?
Well, it could be. It basically means that Britney Spears will be allowed to reapply for custody if she gets her act together. But it's important to remember, this is really unusual, what Gordon has done here. You know, the judges don't just sort of yank custody all the time. Obviously, he is very concerned about something that's going on immediately right now, and you know, he's not messing around because he feels like the safety of the children is at stake.
And he ordered twice weekly drug tests for her, and ordered her to spend 8 hours every week working with a parenting coach. Is that unusual?
Well, it's not unusual when you have a parent who is proved to be a drug addict and an unfit parent. I mean, this is how people are treated when they are a danger to their children. So, unfortunately, there are a lot of people who are a danger to their children, but only those kind of people are forced to endure these kind of really humiliating and onerous requirements.
Does the law tend to favor mothers in a proceeding like this?
Well, the law has changed in recent years to be more equitable, but I mean, the shift has been much more towards the children rather than the parents. I mean, earlier, you know, parents were sort of almost presumed to be fit to take care of their children, but unfortunately, as we know, you know, most of the violence that children suffer comes not from strangers but from their parents. So the law has responded to that and said, look, we are simply going to take kids away from parents when we think there's a possibility that they're going to be a danger to their children.
Can Britney Spears appeal this ruling?
She can, but these are the appeals courts rarely get involved in these sorts of controversies. Her best chance is simply to get her act together, you know, pass her drug tests, participate in the parenting classes, and go back to Scott Gordon and say, look, I've cleaned up my act, let me have my children again. That's her best chance, not an appeals court.
And, I mean, how does celebrity factor into this? Does it impact the court? Does it impact a judge?
You know, it's very hard to know what's going on in Scott Gordon's head. I happen to know Scott Gordon. I got to know him during the O.J. Simpson case. He was the prosecutor who was most responsible for the domestic violence part of the case. So he's someone who really knows a lot about, you know, dangers in the home. So, you know, I think Scott is a very level-headed guy and is not going to have his head swayed by the fact that Britney Spears is a celebrity. I think he just wants to make sure these kids are out of danger.